when I changed my space, when I changed my city, different things started happening. And the joke that I tell actually is that I got bit by a sheep.
When Minneapolis artist and gallery owner Susan Hensel relocated to the Twin Cities from Michigan in 2004, she was an installation artist and a nationally recognized artist bookmaker. But after the move to Minnesota, her art took on a new woolly layer.
I discovered wool, and I became a rather expert spinner and a participant in what's called the art yarn movement. Just the yarn itself as an expressive object just mystifies me.
But don't think Hensel's art is all warm and fuzzy. She uses yarn to explore tough and unexpected subjects.
I had been working with yarn, trying to spin into it some of my outrage about militarism and about wars in general. And somewhere in my history of going to garage sales and antique stores, I had found a bag with about 500 little army men in it that were about a half an inch high. And it is very possible to spin those right into the yarn.
She spun in chain and tiny airplanes and anything else that reminded her of war.
Now, it couldn't tell its story well because I couldn't get past its yarnness and its association with women's work. And that was a transgressive thought to me, that woman's work would be expressing this male thing.
So she teamed up with her son, a photographer, to capture the story behind her yarn creations. She embraces activism in her own work and in the multimedia exhibits she hosts in her South Minneapolis gallery.
This gallery has a particular mission, and to put it very briefly, it's art, story, and activism. When I was preparing to move here, I thought through very carefully what it was that I wanted to achieve and what was I good at. And I am as outraged as anybody about political and social matters, but I'm not a protester. I'm not a person who joins big crowds. I don't necessarily write wonderful letters or editorials. But what do I do well? I do art well, and I show art well.
The Susan Hensel Gallery features art in all media by local, national, and international artists. Hensel is still drawn to book arts.
They are so subversive. Number one, for the most part, it's an art form you can handle. And most things in this gallery you can handle. It's kind of one of the features of this gallery. But it's an artwork you can handle. And you pick it up and you think you know what you've got there. We know how to read. We know what books do. But an artist's book tends to do something different. What if it's a book of photographs of graffiti? What if it's a book of outrage? Like, I was just opening one of the books that's called Stop Bush, and it's a book of outrage from that era. What if it's a book that you can't read? What if the book is shut? What if it's glued shut? What if you can't get at the information? It totally messes with your expectations.
The Susan Hensel Gallery hosts a national show of artist books each year called Reader's Art, now in its 11th season. Jody Reeb Myers, a local artist and printmaker, is one of the book artists on display in this year's Reader's Art Show.
As a printmaker, I've always found it to be an alternative space or an alternative way of viewing work. And also, I like the idea of page turning being multiple opportunities within one opportunity instead of just having a work on the wall.
Reeb Myers explains how she interpreted this year's theme. Urban, urbane.
The one I'm holding right now is called City Life, and it's an architect book, and on the front I have collage papers that I have found all over the place, including a ticket stub, an old drugstore slip from a pharmacy, and just really using these materials to create a house shape, all based on collage. And the encaustic wax holds it together as a layer and a substrate. And I like that idea, too, of that community layering that happens with sort of all these pieces of paper in your daily life that become really mundane, but put together create this home for me.
Hensel's gallery features artists from all over the world, and many artists are surprised at the warm reception they get in Minneapolis. But Hensel says only New York and LA can compare with the Twin Cities' support for the arts, and this attitude is what drew her here in the first place.
But a lot of people would just say, "What's there?" And I would just list it, you know, and it's kind of a mystery to people, and it's still a little bit hidden, but this is a major art force in the United States, this area.
For KFAI, I'm Jessica Folker.
"10,000 Fresh Voices" on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.